Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It is Felicia. I am back tonight. And let me just thank you all, as always. I'm very grateful when I'm doing the show and I see all these numbers listed in a row. And so many with their hands up. I appreciate you all. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you for that. So tonight, as you all know, my routine, I don't do a lot of talking at the beginning of the show. I like to move on and just begin to pray for you all because that's what I think I do maybe better than trying to give someone a message that I don't think I'm really gifted to give. But anyway, thank you all for calling in, and thank you everyone who has their hands up tonight. I see a couple people who don't have their hands up, but for those of you who do, thank you. And those of you who don't, thank you for listening. Appreciate you. Thank you. Let me go ahead and get into a quick prayer, and then we'll get the show started. Thank you, Father, for every listener. God, you know I've already prayed for the people who would call in tonight, but I just want you all to hear me pray. Pray for you again. So may God, may you bless every person to be encouraged and lifted, and may every person know that you are with them, you are for them, and that you hear them. Remind them, God. Remind them of the things that they need to be reminded of, and encourage them for the things that they need to be encouraged of, and then comfort those, God, who would need comforting on tonight. I want to just say that this won't be a long show tonight, because I do have to do some other things that are just as important. We're trying to minister to everybody. I'm trying to minister to everybody, minister to them and them and them and them. Hopefully we get to minister to everyone who has their hand up, if we can move quickly. But I think tonight will be a short night. I don't have anything special to say except from I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. I'm trying to think, is there anything I actually need to say that I hadn't thought about? I don't think so. I can't think of it. Maybe it'll come up later in the show. But anyway, thank you all for calling in. Thank you all for letting me pray for you. I'm just going to pray and believe God. Hopefully he'll speak to me and give me a word for you. And if not, hopefully we can just pray and agree, and then you can see the thing come to pass. Okay? All right. So bless you, bless you, bless you. Let me just also thank Prophet Randy for allowing me to do the show again. I know it's been a while, but thank you for allowing me to come back and do another show. That's always good. So I appreciate you. God bless you and yours. And also to you all, before it's here, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Have to throw that in there. I'm kind of in the Christmas spirit a little bit, sort of, kind of. Hopefully I'll get fully into the spirit in the days to come. But anyway, thank you all again and again and again. Appreciate you. So I'm going to go ahead and start taking my callers. Let's see here. Take callers. Just a moment, you all. Got to get my... I am ready. I don't want y'all to think that I'm not ready. I am ready. It's been a while. So whenever I come back, sometimes it takes me a while to come back sometimes, but I'm a little rusty when I come back. But I kind of get in the swing of things, okay? All right. Give me a moment. I'm trying to drink some water. I don't mean to burp on burp on the show. I'm sorry. Just trying to take care of my health, y'all. That's all. Okay? All right. I'm going to take the first caller. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. I have the first caller as, just one moment. Okay, 734-672. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Michigan.
Hello, Jennifer from Michigan. Yeah, how you doing, Jennifer from Michigan?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm all right. I'm doing okay so far. So far, so good. Thank you, Jennifer. Let me pray for you, and then we'll let you speak if you have anything that you want to pray about that we may not touch, okay? All right.
Okay.
So Bless you, Jennifer. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We thank you, Father, for Jennifer. And the first thing, I bless you, God. I don't. Hopefully this means something to you, Father. I bless you. Whatever the flying of an airplane means, I hear a zzzz. The airplane is just flying around and flying around. And so, Father, I'm not for sure if that means traveling. I'm not for sure if that means she'll meet someone who does that type of a work that will be meaningful in her life. But, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for protection wherever she goes, wherever she travels, her whereabouts, her comings and goings. And, God, we thank you. We thank you that you are a good God. We thank you, Father, for protection. Protection, just protection wherever you go. Protection. Traveling, going, wherever you may go. Protection. God will protect you. We thank you, Father. No hurt, harm, no danger come upon her. Protection. Soaring. Thank you, Father. Hey, that was quick. All right, Jennifer. We can pray for anything that you want to pray for.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess I just prayer that the Lord would show me, you know, if my job is the right job or, you know, what he would like me to be doing.
So just some direction. So, Father, we bless you. We thank you that the prophetic is for direction. Thank you, God, that you will direct her. Thank you, Father, that you will lead her by a sensory. There will be some things that will, some things that will, some decisions that you'll make, and it'll be a sensory thing, a sensory thing. You'll sense. This is, maybe not. Yes. Okay. Yep. No, a sensory thing. Father, we thank you that you make her senses sensitive, that she would know this is the way of the Lord. And every step that she makes, God, may you confirm to her, this is the right decision. You made the right decision. And Father, you keep her. The Bible says God will keep your foot from being taken. And so, Father, may you keep her foot from being taken. You don't worry, Jennifer. You go forth. You believe God. You stand strong. You go forth. And if you make a mistake, that's okay. God will recover you. You'll be recovered. Don't over-worry about it. You just believe God that you're making the right decision. And if you find out later on, hey, it was wrong, God will recover you. You trust God for that. He will, I promise you, Jennifer, he's going to recover you. If you make a mistake, he will recover you. You can hang your hat on that one. He's going to recover you if you make a mistake. So thank you, Father, for that. You are protected in that way. Thank you, God. You are protected in that way. If you make a mistake, he will recover you. Don't be afraid. It's all right. Make the decision. And if you find out later on, he'll recover. Everything will be recovered. So we thank you, Father, for that. We bless God as a good God. God is good. God is good. And God is good. No worries. No worries. And no worries be unto you. No worries, Jennifer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're very welcome.
I feel such peace after that, so thank you.
Yes, no worries, no worries. You'll be protected. You watch and see. You'll see.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I received that. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a blessed night. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you. You too.
Appreciate All you. Right. God bless. Bye.
Bless you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on to the next caller. We thank you, Father. We have just one moment. Let me write this number down. Okay. All right. So the next caller that I have is going to be a 240. Y'all know I need glasses now. Y'all know I start wearing glasses. this year. All right, so I have a 240482. Sorry about that. There we go. I think that's, yeah, I got it right. Okay, you can speak. Wait, what's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hello, Valerie.
Hello.
All righty, from NC as usual. Thank you, Valerie. Appreciate you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Valerie calling in. We thank you, God. Bless you, Father, that Valerie, all of your gifts should be utilized. Bless you, God. Yeah, you got gifts, all your gifts, the gifts of God that are in you. May they come out to minister to people, to minister to people. A heart of ministry, and not just to have a platform, but a heart to actually touch the people and change the lives of people. Not so that you could be big and puffed up, but so that the people will be blessed. I don't know. A piano. I'm not saying that you play a piano. I'm just saying that a piano, maybe. I don't know. Something. A piano. So it doesn't mean that, you know, what I want you to do is, because I'm not saying, I don't sense like you're playing the piano. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't sense that, but I just have a piano. But gifts, just gifts. I don't know. Do you write songs? Are you a songwriter or something along those lines? Your gifts. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Just gifts. All of your gifts need to be utilized. You utilize every gift. You know where you're gifted, and then there'll be times where you'll be gifted in areas where you don't know. You didn't know that you were. Oh, I'm gifted in that too. Yes. All of your gifts, let your gifts make room for you. Every gift make room for you. Nothing broken, nothing missing in your life. Total fulfillment in every area. In Jesus' name. All right, I'll let you come on in, Valerie.
Amen. Thank you for your prayers. You know, I have never played an instrument other than, you know, like the recorder in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
but you know, I mean, I enjoy music. I can't really sing. I like to sing, but I don't think it sounds all that great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that has definitely been a desire of my heart. You know, sometimes I just to utilize my gifts for God's glory. But, you know, so just oftentimes I don't really feel like I know all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think, you know, just in service and in ministry, like you said, your gifts will make room, and the Lord was definitely just speaking to me even through the sermon in church today about not being idle, and you know, God has purpose for us, and you know, for why He's gifted us the way that He has, and so I'm in agreement definitely with using all of my gifts.
Yes, yes. There's a platform for you. There's a platform for you. There is a platform for you. And I think that's why it said that even gifts that you didn't know that you had.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a platform for you. Just make sure that your motivation is to minister to the people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a platform for you.
Thank you.
People will pay attention to you. Cinco Moraba Carriza. There's a platform, and people will pay attention. And people will pay attention. I don't know. Do you write? Do you write? Are you a writer? Do you write things? Or you, do you?
No, I don't. I mean, I edit. I do a lot of editing, but I have not. I mean, you know, nothing like I'm not a you know no short stories or things like that. You know, mm-hmm. I will write in my journal, but you know, nothing nonfiction or anything like that. At least not up to now.
Yeah. Well, I believe there's some gifts, like, again, what was said, some gifts that you didn't know you had,
mm-hmm.
that you will discover. And I pray, God, let it be. Let it be quick. Let her discover this and that quickly so that she'll know, God, that I'm not just here to just be blabbing and talking and talking about nothing, that I'm here, God, to minister and to share what I have. God, show it to her quickly. Let her I can do that. Yes. Yes, and you can also utilize those things, and when that gift begins to work in a particular way, more money. Not that you're doing it for the money, but as a result
mm-hmm.
comes the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not that you're doing it for the money, but as a result. So we thank you for that,
mm-hmm.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
That you'll discover some gifts in you that will bring in more income. You'll discover some gifts in you. I would just do things, just begin to just whatever, you know, find interest in things, and you'll see. And then you're going to find joy in those things. You're going to find joy in these particular things that you can do, that you may have not thought that you could do, may not have even thought of, didn't even think that you would be interested in. But it's like just gifts. Like what you're doing, there's more, much more to you. That's much more to you, much more value, much more. Much more.
Mm-hmm.
And God help her to connect with people who would help to bring those gifts out to fruition, to manifestation, that she can see and she can know that this was the Lord, that this was the Lord. Be it unto you, Valerie, be it unto you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I pray, God, may 2024 be the best year that she's ever seen when it comes to utilizing herself, doing things, getting involved in different things. May she see, God, a difference. May she see.
Yeah.
May she be able to say, this was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in mine eyes.
Yeah.
And may it be marvelous in your eyes. Hallelujah. Not just the people's eyes, God. May it be marvelous in your eyes, God. And you'll see a side of God inside of you that you didn't know, that you never knew. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Is there anything specific, Valerie, that you want to pray for?
I'm feeling a little under the weather. And so I wanted to get prayer for that. And also, we recently at my job, we had I work for a company and that's, you know, kind of a smaller company and have kind of a family atmosphere and environment in our office.
Mm-hmm.
And we recently had someone steal some money from our coworkers. And, you know, it's never happened before and everyone's just on edge and, you know, just concerned, upset. And there's no way to people have their suspicions on who it might be, but there's really no way to prove that. And so, you know, my prayer has just been, Lord, for the Lord to expose whoever this person is, you know, especially around the holidays and,
mm-hmm.
you know, people taking money that does not belong to them and people are, you know, just there's just discouragement and morale is a little has taken a hit, and I don't know how God can do it. I mean, not saying he can't do it. I don't know how he's going to, but my prayer is, you know, if you could just stand in agreement with me that whoever this person is, that they would be found out or exposed, just so you know, it just makes everybody feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And just, you know, on it. Just, it's like, it makes everyone suspicious. Like, who can you trust or what,
right.
you know, what happened, you know, so that just my health and those two things, I would appreciate your prayer.
Yeah. So Father, we thank you that you are a God that wants her to be whole. And so we pray for her wholeness. We pray for her, God, whatever
thank
the sickness
you.
Is in her body, that it does not get worse, God, but that you just help her, God, that it would get better and better until she's back whole again, back renewed again, back to her normal
yes.
self. We believe you for that, God. We trust you that you are a good God, that you would do that for her. And God, let it not, and we pray, God, that let it not be many days that she has, that it will be that she begins to see the difference in getting better and better and better and better.
Thank you, Lord.
We just pray, God, that you show your faithfulness in this area. We pray, God, that whatever
yes.
it is,
thank you, Lord.
That you would eradicate that thing in
thank
Jesus'
you.
Name.
Jesus.
And we thank you, Jesus, that you died, that we would have the best life. And so we pray that for her. Sickness is not a part of that. We pray that for her, that this need is met. May she be able to say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me and making me whole again. Thank you, Father. May she be
yes.
able to rejoice, lift her hands and rejoice
thank you, Jesus.
That God is good to her.
Hallelujah.
And then, Father, we lift up to her job, God. We pray for that particular person. And I think that this person may need help. Don't know if this person could possibly be a you know, I just sense that this person needs help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We pray, God, that you help this person. And I know that, and I believe the person is nervous. That they will be found out. But I know this is not a good thing to say, but I don't think it's an evil person. But Father, we do pray that you bring exposure. Bring exposure, God. Nobody wants to walk around and work on eggshells. Nobody wants to walk around with looking at the corner of their eye to see who's what and who's doing what. We pray, God, for exposure. And then we pray for discipline because you can't live like that. You can't do people that way.
Yes.
And we pray, God, for the right kind of a discipline that will get the person right, that would help them to change, that would assist them and help them in changing that particular way.
Yes, God. Thank you.
And if they need compassion, then God, we pray that you help them, that they are able to, that the people will be able to give them compassion.
Mm-hmm.
But also discipline at the same time, that they would correct that error in their life. And so, Father, we bless you that you are a God who will expose. Your eyes run to and fro. You see everything. You know everything. And may the power of prayer bring that person to light. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
That everybody can go to work and relax as an employee should, as workers should. And so, God, we just pray, hallelujah, that at work, may they be able to enjoy the holidays and not have to go on to work looking at each other or show up at work, you know, whether it's on camera or whether it's in person, that they can go to work normal. We thank you for it, God. We believe you for it. We believe you. We believe you, God, for wholeness, for Valerie's wholeness, and we believe you, God, for exposure and deliverance to that person.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God, you are good. I believe you for that. And I believe the report of the Lord. I believe prayer. I believe you, God. We believe you. Thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for being good.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen. Amen. You are such a blessing. Thank you so much.
You are too.
Thank you
so much. Thank you, Valerie.
You have a good night.
All right, I will. I'm already having a good
night.
You too. All right.
Amen. Thank you. God bless
you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Okay, let's see here. Okay, let me write this one down. All right. So I have my next caller. Thank you, Jesus, for glasses. Hallelujah for Bible. Now let me. All right. Here we go. All right. So I have 682-738. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from?
Hey, Sister Felicia. It's LaShawn from Texas.
Hey, LaShawn. How are you? Hey, Miss Lady.
I'm doing great.
You are?
I'm doing great. Listen. By maybe 30 minutes before the show, I kid you not, you came up in my spirit, and I said something to the Lord. I ain't going to say what I said on here. But I said something to the Lord. It was good, though. It was good. And I said, Lord, I sure, you know, I said what I had to say to him. And then, like, 30 minutes later, the text came through saying, you're going to be on the show. So I just asked God to reveal to you what I said to him, because there's something greater that he helped me on. And I did speak to him about it. And so I just pray that we able to commit on this. Listen with your ears now. Listen with your ears.
Oh, she got me nervous.
I pray that he will connect us concerning this assignment. That's all I'm going to say.
Now you messed me up. She done messed me up. That was good. I was kidding. I don't know what to pray for.
I just sit there and said that to the Lord. You just came up in my spirit, and I told him, I said, Lord, I would like, you know, and then I get the test, you on the show, and I'm like, well, maybe that's something you speaking real quick or something. But he got to show you, though.
Wow.
So I just want to put it out there.
Okay, let me out. Now I'm nervous. So if I mess up, I'm nervous now. Oh,
no. No, it don't even have, it don't have nothing to do with you praying. It's just that he helped me on assignment. I have assignment to do. Like I say, it's good. It's good.
Oh, okay.
It's good. But I spoke to him about you. I get the test that you're going to be on the show. And I'm like, look at this.
Look at
God. Like I said, I don't want to say too much on the show, but it's all good. Trust me. It's good. It's good. It is good. It's a good thing.
Okay. Well, that's good. That makes me feel better. Okay, so let's go ahead and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, now Jesus, help me, God. Oh Lord, help me to hear, Lord. Now I don't know if I miss you. I don't know. Just help me. Just pray for me, because I. Anyway, so, all right. So God, we thank you, God. Father, help me. Help me, Lord. You help me to help the ship. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you for Lashun. We thank you, hallelujah, for increase. You're doing some shows here, but more shows to come. We thank you, Father, for more shows to come in terms of expansion. Thank you, Father. Your hands in this, your hands will be in that. You'll be helping out over here, helping out over there. Hallelujah. Helping out in this ministry, helping out in that ministry. Thank you, Father. Utilizing your gifts as well, even more so. We thank you, God, for creativity. Creativity. creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Be creative. Be creative. Creativity. May the creativity of God flow through you. You're going to need some answers as doing this and doing that. Sometimes things are going to come up and you're going to need some answers. And you, what do I do? What do I do? May the creativity of God flow through you. The creativity, creating new things, starting new things, creating new things.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father. We thank you for the gold. We thank you, God. Starstruck. We thank you, Father, for the gold. We thank you, Father, for creativity. You're gonna be needing to answer some questions that concerning all kinds of things. You're gonna need answers. It's like I see people asking you, coming up to you, asking you questions. What about this? And what about? Well, da, 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 da. I don't know. Almost like a reporters are coming up to you. Well, what about this? And what about that? And it may be the result of a particular church service or something like that. That maybe some miracles happen. But you're going to need to answer some hard questions. And may you be creative in how you respond. Very creative. It's not that you don't know anything, but sometimes people need to hear things a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
May you be very creative. People asking you questions, and what about this, and what about that? Even you do a service, and it's over with, and they ask you questions. What about this? What about that? Yeah, but you didn't. Well, you didn't answer this. May you be creative in your responses, and shut the people down who would oppose you. We thank you, Father, for increase and for expansion. Increase and expansion. And like a ladies type of a thing, a ladies, a group of women, like I see, like you being connected to a group of women. But some people are going to need some answers, and you're going to give them some answers. You're going to be very creative in that. They're going to need some answers, some hard answers. But, yes, like I see, like a, just like reporters. Just throwing a microphone in your face and forcing you to have answers, but the Spirit of God speak through you. The Spirit of God speak through you. And you'll know more than they'll know, but they'll need to hear only certain, they only need to hear a portion of what you know.
Amen.
Yeah, like a collective of women. I don't know. I still see this panel. I still see you on a panel. I still see you on a panel. And all the hard questions. I'm sorry, but all the hard questions coming to you. You're the one. You're gonna be as they say, the hour of power. You'll be the one for that hour. And people will need answers, and they'll come to you. And so we thank you, Father. And God will use your hands, your hands, your hands, and your hands. God will use your hands. Your hands will be used. Your hands will be used. Your hands will be used. I mean, just the miraculous all around you. And the only thing you can say is, this is only God. What can they say? How can they oppose you? How can they come against you? You can only say, what else can it be other than God? How can they come against you?
Amen.
And when they can't.
Amen.
Just miracles around you. All kinds of miracles around you. All kinds of miracles happening around you. Yes, and you'll be answering some of those hard questions. You're just soaring in the things of God. And much expansion is coming to you. Much expansion. Much expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Much expansion. Much expansion. All kinds of ways. All kinds of ways. The blessing of God upon you, taking you places, and making things happen for you. you will lack nothing.
Amen. Thank you, Father. You will receive it, amen.
And nothing will you lack. You will lack nothing, mm-hmm. and nothing will you lack. Everything you need will be supplied. Everything you want, look for it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, that Holy Spirit spoke to you. He did. He did speak in his confirmation. Because I tell you, like I said, I'm on assignment and there's a event that I'm doing in January. It's a conference. And so, and like I said, I don't want to spill it yet. But y'all, those who listen will hear about it very soon. I'm just being led. I'm just being led. And so it didn't came. He didn't show me what to do. He didn't gave me the creative idea. So
all right,
we just putting it together. We putting it together. So that was part when I was sitting up there driving. I was like, you know what, Lord? I was showing love for Felicia to come. That's what I said. That is exactly what I said. And so it's going to be me and two more people on PGN. It's me and two more hosts on PGN. And so y'all will get the information. Randy will send the information out.
Okay.
We're just being led. We're just truly being led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know, this is nothing LaShawn is doing. This is what he required me to do. So I have to be obedient. So so that's it. That was it.
Yes.
That was it.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I was nervous. Oh, Jesus. I'm over sweating bullets. So thank you. So bless the Lord. Thank you.
No. That was it. That was it. I just didn't want to say too much because, like I said, we still allow God to do the blueprint. He's still working it, you know. But everything is coming, you know, into place. But there's a conference that we are doing in January. So, you know, those that... you know, because PGN is who we minister to. This is a ministry. So they, y'all will also get the information as well. So I'm just letting the Father lead us on it and guide us and just making sure we hear him on what to do.
Yes. Yes. So we thank you. Thank you, Father, for the creativity. There you go. Thank you.
And he's requiring me to go help other ministry too. So I tell you, the Father is really doing something. It just amazed, you know, to me how he speaks. He speaks in so many forms, and I'm just excited to not just me, for those that even host on PGN. There's doors that swing and open that God has given these opportunities.
Yes.
And I just pray that we would know our season and time and walk through those doors, because it's for all of us. It's for all of us. It's not me. It's for all of us.
Yes. Yeah, let me know. You know I'm here for it. Yes.
And so I'm going to let you go to the other callers, but can you keep my son and my daughter? It's one, I was going to tell you this. One day you prophesied, the Holy Spirit revealed to you, you said, I'm praying for a little girl that you protect this little girl. No, I don't want no girl. I ain't got no little girl. But, you know, my son ended up having a baby, and it was a little girl.
What?
Yes. Well, he kind of told me, and I'm like, this is going to be a girl. I think this is what the Holy Spirit is revealing to. Because he told me when he have a child, it was going to be a girl. And I'm like, is this what the Holy Spirit will reveal him to Felicia. And that's what it was. That's what it was, because I'm like a little girl. And that's what it was.
Oh, wow. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the children, God. We thank you for the children. We thank you, God, for the children.
So if you can pray for him, I ever pray for him and my daughter, and I'll let you go to the next caller.
Yeah. Father, we bless you. We thank you for the children. We thank you, God, for her son. We thank you, Father, for her son. God, I just pray a cloud of wisdom just drop. Just like a cloud of wisdom just dropped on him out of nowhere. I see a cloud of wisdom just dropping to him, a cloud of wisdom. A cloud of wisdom. Thank you, Father, that you are imparting your wisdom unto this young man. Just out of nowhere, all of a sudden, like the light bulb just comes on to him. It's like it's going to be like all of a sudden he just figured life out. Not that anyone has, but it's like all of a sudden he just figured it out. He just figured out, you know what, let me do this. Let me take this path. Let me take the other path. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for a change of heart within him. We thank you, God, for a changed heart. We thank you, Father. And I'm telling you, he's going to lead some other young men. I'm telling you, he's going to lead, or just children. He's going to lead in the way of wisdom. We thank you, God. I'm telling you, like wisdom just came out of just wisdom just dropped on his head. That's what I saw. I saw a cloud above his head, and it just poured out wisdom unto him. And so we thank you, Father, for that. God is good.
Amen.
And thank you, God, for that moment that you'll know. Thank you, God. You will know. You'll know. Something has changed. So, Father, we bless you for opening that up to him. We thank you for being good to him. We thank you for watching over him and protecting him and making sure that he is going to be A-okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for your wisdom unto him. And then we bless you, God, for the daughter. Hallelujah. May she always call her mama blessed. Always call her mama blessed. And God, make sure that her path is continually straight. May she look up and desire the best always. May she always desire the best and settle for nothing less in every area of her life, no matter what it is. May she desire the best. The best. Your children will call you blessed. Your children will call you blessed. The children will call you blessed. There's going to be times where it's going to be in church, and they're going to say, I remember when I was a kid, and my mama used to try to tell me to do this, and da-da-da, and I was hard-headed. The children will call you blessed.
I believe it. I believe it. I believe it.
You watch. So we thank you for that, God. And they both going to testify. They both going to testify. Yeah, my mama, my head was so hard. Oh, Lord, get your watch. So we thank you, Father. Thank you for being a good God. Thank you for pouring into them. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, LSU. You pour into your kids. Thank you that you have poured into them. And as a result, you'll see your kids will call you blessed. You watch and see. I still see y'all in that church, you know, talking and just enjoying that moment of, yeah, we used to be something else. So we bless them all. You watch and see.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen, sister. Amen. So I just thank the Father for you, and I ask him to fill you up and cover you as you pour out for the people on the radio, that he will pour back into you and that he will reveal secrets unto you even in the night hour, and that he will even reveal your watchtower. You know, a watchman on a watchtower, they dare to pray for those that's weak, you know, whatever he desires. When you on your watchtower, you'll know who to pray for, who's to pray for, and what hour to pray for them. And so I ask God to give you that, and I ask God to continue to fill you up, even to move you through his eyesight, even give you more prophetic dreams and visions, and to sharpen. Sometimes we need to be sharpened, more sharpened. I need to be sharpened in our discernment of spirit, that we would know the enemy plan before he come into our presence. We would know his plan, his plot, his scheme, that you would even, he would touch your ears to even hear the conversation that they are having concerning you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Amen and amen. All right, Michelle.
Amen.
Thank you.
You have a blessed life. And we'll talk soon.
Yes, keep me posted now. Yes. I'm here.
Well,
thank
sure
you.
Will.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, have a good night, Michelle.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next caller here. Just give me a moment to write it down so that I don't lose you and call on the same person as I have been known to do in the past. I'm always laughing at myself. All right, so here I have a 804218. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from? Okay, 804218. Who am I speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now.
You can hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. This is Angie.
Say it again?
Angie from Virginia.
Angie. Hello, Angie from Virginia. It's a
hello.
While hello. Sorry about that. All righty, Angie, thank you for calling. I appreciate you. Thank you for hanging on as well, okay? Let me pray for you, Angie, and then we'll pray for anything that you want to pray for, any concern that you may have, okay? All right. Hallelujah. Let me put you on mute here. I forget about that sometimes, but I don't hear anything in the background. So, Father, we thank you for Angie. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you. We thank you for Angie. We thank you for Angie from Virginia. We bless you, God. We thank you. I don't know, Angie. I just see I hear a bunch of children. I hear a bunch of children, and I see one specific little young boy in front of all the children. He has brown hair. He has on some old-fashioned shoes, and they're outside. There's a crowd of children, and there's a little brown-haired boy that's leading the children. I don't know what that means. So, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We just bless you for Angie. Excuse me. Again, I was drinking water. But Father, we bless you. We thank you for just see the children. And I see a little brown-haired boy. Thank you, God, for that. Just not for sure what that is, Angie. I don't know. I don't have I don't sense an interpretation of that. I just see the children, Angie. That's all I see. I'm gonna unmute you here and let you come on in. And if there's anything else that you need to pray for, we can. and I'm going to let you take that portion. You're unmuted, Angie. Take that portion with the children. I'm not for sure what that is, but I just pray that whatever that is, God reveals it to you if you don't already know. So anyway.
I don't have any idea.
Yeah, I don't either. So I don't know if that's a thing to come or what that is.
Well, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That happened to me once before, and we didn't know what it was. And then later on, we found out what it was. I thought, well, I know what I heard. I know what I saw. And I gave that word to this person, and they said, nah. And then later on, a few weeks later, we found out what it was. So anyway.
So it's a young, dark-headed little fella.
Yeah.
In old-fashioned shoes.
Yeah. And he's leading all these other kids. Ahead of the class, ahead of the children, ahead of the class or something like that. But that's what I got. But anyway, so we'll just, you know, I guess you could just put that on the shelf until maybe later on God can convince you later or something, I suppose. But that's what I heard. I just heard all these children, and I saw this one little boy in front of them. So, yeah, this is a cute little brown hair boy in front of them. But anyway, we'll let you take that. But is there anything you want to pray for?
Well, no, I was just, you know, struggling a little bit. I've been struggling a little bit with things, so.
Oh,
I just called him
to fellowship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, Father, we pray for whatever the struggle is, God. We pray that you help her to trust you in the struggle. Help her to trust you in the struggle, God, in her body, in her mind. Help her, God, to trust you in the struggle. When she gets mad, when she gets upset, that why isn't this happening, God, may she come back to trusting you. When things seem to be delayed, nothing's moving, everything's the same, I prayed and I don't see anything, I don't feel anything, God, may she trust you. May she trust you, God. Show her. Lead her in how to trust you for the thing. How to trust you for the thing. You're on her side. God is on your side. God is on your side. He is on your side. Even when you feel like you've disappointed God, God is on your side. Whatever the story, God is on your side.
Amen.
God is on your side, Father. We thank you that you're a God that helps us. That even when things don't look right, we look at you and you make them look right. You'll see God is on your side. It all things. Those things will work. Those things will work out. And just when you upset, you'll come back around and see. God is with you. And he doesn't want you to be disappointed. That's why he'll bless you. Show her, God, to just lean on you, trust in you. Show her, God, what it means when it says all things work together for the good. Show her what that means, God. All things work together for the good. Show her what that means. Afresh and anew. If she knew it before, show it to her fresh and anew now. That she can continue, God, to say God is good for real and not just say words, but God mean it in her being that God is good, truly. That word is true. May she experience that side of you, God, where she can say, I will never doubt God again. In Jesus, your precious name. You will see God is good. You'll get to rejoice that God is good. You'll get to rejoice. You'll get to rejoice. You'll get to rejoice, and you'll get to rejoice. Look for that. You'll get to rejoice. And sometimes it may seem unreal, and it'll take you a moment to rejoice because you won't be able to believe, did this really happen? Yes, it really happened. Sometimes it'll take you a while to really rejoice because you'll be surprised. You'll be shocked that it really happened. It really happened. You'll see. So we thank you for that, God. I believe God with you. I believe God with you. That struggling is over. I believe God with you. Thank you, God, for Angie. Thank you for her testimony. Thank you. Hallelujah. That she can say hallelujah. Over and over again. You'll get to rejoice, Angie. You'll get to rejoice.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister.
You're very welcome. Call back anytime. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Good night. All right. I'm going to take this caller here. I have a... Okay. Let me write this down before I unmute you here. Okay. All righty. So I have just a moment. I thought I did. Just a moment. I keep doing my stuff like that. All right. So I have a 240-825. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from?
Miss Felicia, this is Daryl Paul and Nicole calling from Maryland and D.C. How long has it been? How long has it been?
I'm telling you. Listen, I don't know nobody's number by
what
heart.
Tell me you can't remember.
But I tell you, y'all did come up because I said, I wonder would this be them next? And it is.
I know this is a phantom number. This is a phantom number tonight, but I had to get the call in tonight. So, you know. I still made it happen. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Thank you. Thank you, Dale, you and Mr. Cole. I appreciate y'all. Thank you tonight. And I wanted to just tell you, you know, I haven't done this before. Well, the first time I started praying and, you know, like attempting to prophesy to people, I remember I first started prophesying, and I had this young lady to come that I gave my first word to. Outside of Prophet Randy's show, and I was a little nervous, but God gave me a name, and I gave her the name, and I was so nervous and trembling, and she came forth and said, "That's my son." And I had not said any real prayers or anything like that. I just gave what I thought God gave me, and this was before the show, and then the show.
Okay.
Started, and then I had the word before the show. And so this is what I'm saying that to say this to you. I pray before the show, and I said, I think someone else had this similar word, but specifically for you, traveling somewhere. But it was specifically for you. It's you actually going somewhere, okay, flying to multiple places. Flying to multiple places. Not vacation. This is not a vacation. You're not flying on a vacation. Flying, take care of business. I'm not saying that's going to be always. I'm saying there's a moment of you flying to multiple places for business, something very important that you have to fly. Something important, yes, something important. And this was, it's like the same exact, the same exact thing that happened to me when I was prophesying to that young lady before the show started. I get the name, but I'm saying to you, before the show started, I got this thing with you all. I thought about you all, and I said, well, I mean, if they don't call in, wait till you get to speak to them and tell them that. If they don't call in, you just save it, write it down and save it for another show. But yes, just you flying somewhere. I'm not for sure if Nicole will be with you or not, but you flying to multiple places, taking care of something important, something good. You in the air. Flying, going somewhere, taking care of some business. So we thank you, Father. We bless you for Daryl. I know that took me a long time to get out, but just bear with me. Sometimes
that's all right.
Father, we thank you. We bless you for Daryl. We thank you, God, for safe travels. We thank you, Father. Even if it seems like you can't go, you won't be able to go. You will go. We thank you. We bless you, God. We bless you. You will go, even if you feel like you can. I can. I want. You will.
Amen. Okay.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for being with him, being with her, making connections. Some good things ahead. Delta. No, Delta. Delta, you'll be on Delta?
I'll be on Delta? Okay.
You'll be on Delta? Is it Delta? You'll be on Delta? So we thank you, God, for that. We bless you. Hallelujah for that, God. Prepare the way. Prepare the way. Prepare the way. And let it be a prosperous travel, God. Let it be some money, honey, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Do you know if this might be international or just domestic?
I know, right? I see Delta. Isn't that D-E-L-T-A? I see Delta. Delta.
Delta, okay.
I don't know if it's, ooh. I don't know. Thank you, God.
Okay. I had to check.
Right, I would do the same thing. What else you see? Okay. Well, yes, you know, and you know what else? I don't know if Nicole listening? Is she there? Is she listening? Is she remembers?
She's listening, but she's not on the call right now.
Oh, okay.
But she's listening. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're listening, Nicole, I remember the first word I think that you ever got was you. You going around the United States. I remember I saw, I'm sure she remembers this, that I saw, it was the United States of America. It was the United States of America, and I saw a giant walking around the United States of America. So I suppose I'm just trying to tie it all together.
Right.
You tie it together. And I remember getting business transactions for you, Daryl. I remember that part.
Yes.
I remember that. Wow. So y'all gonna be some places. Delta. Y'all gonna be traveling
Delta.
On Delta. I believe this
okay.
is what I'm getting. That you guys will be going. I believe it's in the United States, because I didn't see anything other than that. All I saw was the United States. But yes.
Okay.
Now maybe it will expand to other places. I don't know, but I just saw traveling on Delta. But it'll be by you, not her. It'll be by you. I don't know if she's going to go with you, but it'll be you. That will be the reason why you all will be aborting Delta. So we thank you, Father, for that.
Yep.
We bless you, God. We thank you for safe travels. We thank you, God. We thank you for that, Father. Wherever you go, wherever you're taking them, God, may every bit of it be prosperous. May they, even if it's business, even though it will be business, Father, we thank you. Let them also enjoy it. Let it be enjoyment at the same time, knowing that this is the Lord, knowing that God, you did this, knowing that God, you spoke this, you did this, and now we are walking in this. May it be, God, they be able to also enjoy it, because this is the Lord. May they know, God, that they walk with you. May they know that you walk with them. And
Amen.
May they make good encounters. And may every encounter, God, be you saying, I'm the one that's bringing you here. I'm the one that did this. You're doing this because I have sent you. You're doing this because this is what I have laid before you. And may every decision that Daryl makes be to the benefit of them both. Bring it to pass, God. I'm not just here trying to be deep. I'm just trying to give you what I believe God has given me. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
D-E-L-T, Delta. You can go multiple
Delta.
Places on Delta. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I pray, God, let it happen soon. Let it happen soon.
Amen. Miss Felicia,
so,
now, when you got this word before the show, was it an hour before the show, earlier today? When exactly was it?
Just an hour before the show. I was just
about an hour. Okay. All right.
Yes,
all right.
About an hour before the show.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you
sure
for
did.
That. Thank you for that unexpected word. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
And
yeah.
also making sure, yes, that we were going to be happy taking these trips. And right.
Yes. Thank you, God. God is good. He's gonna show you he is good to you all, not just good to you sometimes, good to you all the time. Every once in a while, I get the exact thing. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes God give it to me, sometimes
right.
he don't. But yeah. Oh, and thank you all. I remember back, we gave you all a word about that address. I had, you remember that? I think it was Nicole's mother.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So thank you all for sharing that. That touched my heart when y'all shared that. How did that word? It was a true word. So thank you all for that. For sharing that, because you didn't have to come back and share that. So thank you. If you're listening,
right,
Nicole,
right.
thank you for sharing it. Thank you. And thank you, Daryl. Thank y'all.
Thank you. No, not a problem. And before we get off, if you wouldn't mind praying for Nicole's mother, since you just mentioned her, we would need, I would like some prayer for Nicole's mother, Miss Alice, mm-hmm. tonight as well.
Yes. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you. We thank you for her, Father. We thank you, God. A smile on her face. Thank you, Father. Put a smile on her face. A smile. Smile. Hallelujah. No pain. Thank you, Father. A smile on her face. Just a smile. Happiness. Happiness. Happy. Happiness. Just happiness. Either she's happy now or happiness is to come for her. Happiness. Comfort. Feeling good. Body feeling good. Happiness. Feeling, I get this feeling of just like relief. Body relieved. Happiness. Happy things are just, she just feeling relieved. Smiling, just good. Good things. Good. Just relief. Thank you, God, that you put a smile on her face.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Amen. And amen.
Now, Miss Felicia, right. How have you been doing? You been all right?
I'm doing okay. I'm busy, but I'm doing okay.
Okay. Do you think you'll be on again before the new year?
Do I think I'll be where?
Do you think you'll be on, doing a show on PGN before the new year again?
You know what? It's unpredictable, so I don't know right now.
Okay.
I can't guarantee, but I always plan to. When I can, but it's unpredictable right
okay.
now. But
okay,
yeah.
Well, I wanted to give you, of course, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if you're not going to be on before the end of the new year. We always appreciate your words. We love you, and you are truly a blessing to PGN. Thank you.
Oh, man, you make my heart flutter. I cannot thank you enough for that. I appreciate that. That makes my heart flutter. Appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you, Nicole. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all
Amen.
So much.
Amen. Not a problem. Yes. I'm glad I got a chance and we got a chance to hear and talk to you before the end of the new year. And I'm glad
yes.
you're here doing the show. You're doing well and sounding good, too.
You are awesome. You are awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Amen. Yes.
All right. Well, I hope I get
yeah.
to see you all again before the holidays are over. But if I don't, Merry Christmas to you all as well. Thank you and thank you and thank you.
Thank you very much, Miss Felicia. You have a great night, a great new year, great Christmas. I wish you well for all your family and friends, and I can't wait for us to speak to you again soon, all right?
Same here. Thank you. All right, same here.
All right, have a good night, Ms. Felicia.
Have a good one. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I love all that energy. Energy, energy. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to move on to the next person that has their hand up. Let's see. Uh-oh. Y'all know I got to pause for a moment. One day I'm going to be a pro at this. One day. Okay, here we go. The next call that I have, I'm going to unmute you here, 303-517. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please?
Veronica from Denver, Colorado.
And Mike.
Hello, Veronica.
And Mike.
Can I hear some- I hear somebody in the background say Mike. Mike said, and Mike. Okay, where are y'all calling from?
Denver, Colorado.
Colorado. Ooh. All right. Thank you, Veronica and Mike. All right. So I'm going to pray for both of y'all, okay? So I got a Veronica and a Mike. Father, we thank you for Veronica. Hallelujah, Veronica. I see some books. I'm going to put you on mute here just one moment, Veronica. And Mike, I'm going to put you on mute just one moment. That was so funny. All right. I'm going to put some of you, Father. We thank you for Veronica and Mike. We're going to pray for Veronica. Thank you, God. Veronica, I don't know. I saw some books, some pencils, pads, and pens. I don't know if you writing anything, or you plan on writing anything, and you're going to write it something. I just see some books. I don't know if it's about school or you're going to school, thinking about school, something. I see books, pencil, and pad, whatever that is. Excuse me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for all of her efforts. Thank you, Father. I pray for promotion for you, Veronica, promotion. I pray for promotion. Pray for promotion. Don't know if that's what you're believing for or hoping for in reference to, you know, a job or anything, something, a promotion. I pray for promotion. And Veronica, you know, I believe, you know, maybe the notepads and the pens begin to take notes. It may be in reference to a job, employment, or something along those lines, I believe. I pray, God, thank you for promotion. Thank you for promoting her. Thank you, God, for promoting Veronica. And the very thing that you've asked for, Veronica, God is going to give you the very thing that you asked for. The very thing that you've asked for recently, God is going to bless you and give you that. You stand still, you believe him to come through. The very thing, you know what you prayed for. I don't know, you know. God will give you that. Thank you, God, for promoting her. Thank you, Father, for promotion. And then we pray, and Mike, we pray for Mike. Thank you, Father, for Mike. Hallelujah. Mike, glory be to God. Mike, are you think you may be gifted prophetically? Have you ever been, you know, have anyone ever told you that you may have a particular calling of God on you? Maybe. Thank you, Father, for the leadership in Mike. The leadership. You have abilities. You have an ability to lead, Mike. You have abilities. I'm sure you already know that. Ability to lead, to be in charge, to make good decisions, to even encourage other people to make good decisions. If you're not already a minister, and Mike, if you're not already a minister, you're not for sure, I would encourage you to ask God about that. And maybe not a prophet, maybe a pastor, preacher, teacher, some kind of a leader. So we thank you, God. We bless you. We pray, God, that you help him to see what that is, to know, find out what that is. God has called me to do what? Yes. In Jesus' name. A leader, like a leader of leaders sometimes. Thank you, Father, for them both. We thank you, God, for Veronica and Mike. I love that. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, God. God is good. I'm going to unmute you guys here and let you come on in. And if there's anything else that y'all want to pray for, we'll pray for, okay? All righty. Let me see. Make sure I got the right one. Where my glasses at so I can hear. Hold on. Let's see. There we go. I'm going to unmute you. And you're unmuted.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Yeah, we're ministers too, and we prophesy and everything out. So yes, we're trying to build a ministry. We were going for a while, and the last year has been hard, so we kind of backed down. Now we're on the business, and then we're trying to open back up a church. But yes, and then
wow,
we've been with PGN for a time. But could you pray over this account we have right now? It's the school we're doing right now. It's been really hard, and just that we finish this and that we get the right promotion on this one. And with Veronica, yeah, we're building up the business again. So she has notepads and pencils, and she's doing her thing.
Oh, Lord, I love it. I love it. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Hallelujah. Pray over that account. God, we thank you. y'all have to forgive me. I'm just cracking up. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Veronica and Mike in that. Thank you, Father, for speaking. Thank you just for speaking. And yes, I believe keep up the work. It's like I feel like God said it's going to be in your favor. It's going to be in your favor. Keep up the good work. It's going to be in your favor. In your favor. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. God is good. Thank you, Lord. That encourages me even more. Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be in your favor. Keep up the work. It's going to be in your favor. And Veronica, keep taking notes. Keep paying attention. Take notes, take notes, take notes, notate, 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 notate. And you'll be able to go back and reference things that you may have looked over, may have forgotten about. Keep taking notes. It will work in your favor. So we thank you, Father. And even as it was said, Mike, not just a leader, but a leader of leaders.
Amen. I can feel the anointing every time you're talking. And it's, you know, we were so close to going, we were trying to build a tiny home park for the homeless, and just a whole bunch of things happened. We lost a lot of money, and then we stepped down for a second, and then we're starting to get back up, but it's we got attacked hard, hit hard, and it's you know, God's been pushing on my heart, like, Mike, you got to get back up, you got to start moving again, you got to start, you know, prophesying again and ministering again. And you know, as you were talking, the anointing just started shooting down through my whole body, and you're right, it's time.
It will pay off. It will pay. It'll be more. You haven't even thought about it. It will pay off more and more. You're either gonna look back and you're gonna regret that why didn't I? I'm sorry, God, but God it's okay. Don't be sorry. Just enjoy it. When it starts to pay and pay and pay and pay and pay, just enjoy it. You'll look back and you'll say, I hate that. It's okay. Just enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it as it comes. Enjoy it. Enjoy the payoff. Enjoy it. You'll see. Enjoy the payoff. Don't let it make you feel bad. Don't let it make you feel that. Enjoy it. You'll see.
Yeah.
And Veronica,
amen.
You're such a help. You're such a help. You keep taking those notes. You write down everything you believe you need to write down. Even if you don't think you need to write it down, sometimes write it down. Notate. Keep notes of everything. Everything, 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 everything. It will pay off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father, for speaking. Thank you, God. That was a pretty strong one. So we thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, sir. You are a leader of leaders. You're not just a leader. You're a leader of leaders. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Got me all crying. I guess Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Yeah. God is good. God is good. You'll see the payoff. You'll see it. It'll be a big payoff. And God is to enjoy the payoff. Enjoy it. You will enjoy it. Let yourself enjoy it. Enjoy it. You'll look back. I'm telling you. You watch. You mark my words. You're gonna look back and feel kind of bad. That why did I? It's all right. It's okay. Just enjoy everything that's coming now. Enjoy it. So we thank you, Father. We bless you for Veronica. We bless you for Mike. We bless you, God, for the people that you will put up under their wing. The people you have put. The people that you will put. The people that are called to them. The people that will undergird them and help them, assist them, and walk them through. The people that will even give them even more wisdom, bring their eyes open to even more things. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for speaking strong tonight. Who knew that they were ministers? I didn't know that. Where does that come from? I didn't know. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God. Yes, yes, yes. No wonder. Yeah, I knew something charming. And Mike, I know you had something going on.
Hallelujah.
So, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for calling. What a blessing. Thank y'all for calling. Woo!
Thank
you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
You're such a blessing. Thank you so much.
I appreciate y'all. Woo! I don't know if I can
appreciate
come down,
you.
Y'all.
That anointing is strong. As soon as you start speaking, it just started at the top of my head and just electric just started going down my whole entire body. So
thank
it's what an amazing gift for the body. Thank you.
Thank you. And what an amazing that y'all go. What an amazing gift y'all gonna be to come. That which is to come. Beautiful. It's gonna be beautiful. It's gonna be beautiful. 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 Just share some of it when you come into all of it. Anyway, thank y'all. So
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
All right. Y'all have a good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Woo, y'all. Okay. I thought I was just going to be a calm night, but I don't know, y'all. Might take me a while to go to the next caller, y'all. Just give me a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Who knew these things? Who knew? Who knew these things? Who knew these things? Because I got to tell y'all, sometimes every once in a while, you know, you get some people, you get a little nervous sometimes. You just got to go for it. And so, God, we thank you for Veronica and Mike. We thank you, God, for them. We thank you, God. A good life that they are headed to, the best life ever. Speak that unto them, be it unto them, the best life ever to you two, the best life ever in Jesus' name. All right, let me go on to the next caller here, you all. Let me put my specs back on. What do you mean? You prophesy that and you can't see? What? Lord, have mercy, Felicia. Okay. Go to the next caller. All right, I'm going to go on to, I have a, it's going to be a 321-230. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, it's Antelise calling from New York.
Antelise,
yep.
Okay, I want to make sure I got it right. Antelise.
Antelise.
Oh, Antelise.
Yes.
I think I talked to you. I think I, you know
it
what,
is.
I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave it alone. But thank you, Aunt Talise, for being patient with me.
Don't worry.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm trying to calm down a little bit. Okay. Thank you, Father. Let's pray for you, and then we'll let you come on back in. Thank you for calling in, Aunt Talise. Thank you for being so kind and helping me, assisting me in pronouncing your name correctly. Forgive me. But thank you for helping me. Thank you, Father, for Aunt Talise. We bless you, God. Hallelujah for who she is, the patience. You have patience. We thank you, Father. And patience, the patience. And it's almost like you've been waiting on something, Aunt Talise. You've been waiting and waiting and waiting, waiting to see something happen, waiting to see. Is it? I've been praying and hoping and nothing, no results, no nothing, no findings, no nothing. God, I haven't seen you yet. Father, we thank you for the fulfillment. We thank you, Father, that she's waited. We thank you, God, that you'll bring it to pass. Thank you, Father, for such a time as this in her life. Thank you for who she is. You know who you are. You know who you are. You know who you are. You've just been waiting. You've just been waiting. I can understand that. You've just been waiting. And you want to see some things. You want to see your prayers answered like anybody else. You've been waiting patiently. Thank you, God, that you will see to it that she is able to give you the glory. Thank you, Father, for being real to her. Mm. It will happen, Aunt Talise. It will happen. It will happen. Okay? It will happen. Thank you, Father. Aunt Talise, it will happen. Hallelujah. That's all. That's all I have, Aunt Talise. I'm going to let you come on back on in and speak to us. And if there's anything, again, as anybody else, as always, if there's anything else you want to pray for, we can pray for, okay? Let me let you come on back in, Aunt Talise. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You're live, Aunt Talise.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Thank you so much for that. There is some things I've been waiting on. I thank you and I thank God for that.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is good. Mm-hmm. God is good. So we thank mm-hmm. you, Father, that you'll get to testify. You'll get to testify as you will. You'll get to say it happened. You'll get to testify. You'll get to say it happened. It happened and it happened. And doubt mm-hmm. God no more. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I had called last week and I was telling you about a part-time job that I had picked up because my business has been slow and I was kind of like unsure of it. And when we
last week, I'm sorry to cut you off, Aunt Talise. Last week,
I believe it was last week.
Okay, no, yeah. I haven't done a show in a while. So
I spoke to someone. Was it last week or the week before?
Okay, that wasn't me.
I could have sworn it was you. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But I had called in whenever the last time you were on, if I'm not mistaken. These days and weeks have just been going by. But I was telling you about a job that I wasn't like really sure about, and I ended up. Decided not to. Well, when I came in, the supervisor who was over me, I don't know. She just, I don't know, had a spirit on her. I don't think it agreed with mine or what it was, but I knew that working with her wasn't for me. So I ended up letting her know that I wouldn't be returning. Like I can just like when she walked past me, it just didn't feel like it was. Like I should be there. So yeah, I let her know that I wasn't returning and was going to try a different department in the company. Well, that was another option because they didn't want me to leave. So I'll be trying a new one, a different department tomorrow. So like if I can just have prayer about that. And I don't know, like there's some areas that I just want to be a little more disciplined in. I don't know if I've been procrastinating or like doubting myself about some things, but I don't know. I want to stop putting things off. I don't know if it might be like doubt or procrastination, but I don't know. Maybe just pray about that.
Yeah. Hollywood. Yeah. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, for her desire, God, to do better. We thank you, Father,
yeah.
that she desires to do better. It's one thing to need to do better, but it's even better to want to do better. So thank you,
yeah.
Father, for that. Thank you, Jesus. God will help you with that. You know, you just make a decision and you do it. And so, and sometimes it can be, you know, like doubt or sometimes it can, but, you know, you want to do it, do it. And sometimes you do have to deny yourself, pick up the cross. And do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So thank you, God, for the wisdom in that. And then, God, we bless you for, you know, her employment. How, you know, we all, you know, when it's time to move on to another department, you're not for sure, of course, how it's going to work and you feel a certain way, unsure about it. But, God, we pray and ask you, you know, that you favor her, God, and let her feel welcome, you know, be welcome, feel welcome to God and to learn the new task quickly, God, that she begins to quickly feel comfortable in her new position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that Oh, excuse me. I've been drinking water again. Hallelujah, okay. God. Just help her to feel comfortable, God. You know, to get in there and feel comfortable real fast. You know, you want her to be in a good mental state when she's at work. Everybody needs to be in a good mental state, because if you're uncomfortable, mm-hmm. sometimes your mind is sometimes, you know, won't let you do what you should do sometimes when you're uncomfortable. But, Father, mm-hmm. we thank you that you help her to get in there and feel comfortable and then to quickly be comfortable. And that she begins to say, oh, I got the hang of it. You get the hang of it very quick. Not a whole lot of mistakes, God, that would cause her to kind of lose faith even in her own self. And so, God, we pray that you help her, guide her in that way, that would help her to want to step out more and do more and believe you for more. Help her, God, remind her that she can believe you. She can trust you. She can believe you and that she can trust you. She can believe you and that she can trust you. Help her, God, to believe you and to know that now I can trust you. And, God, we bless you for that. You are good to her as you are good to the rest of us. Thank you, Father, for answering her prayer and her concerns, because that which she is concerned with, God, so are you. Thank you again and again. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, you are so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
You have a good night.
All right. You too, Anthony. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to move on to this caller here. I have a... I'm not going to sing, y'all. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. I almost hit that note, y'all. I'm still floating a little bit. I'm still floating. I'm still high. Okay? All right. I'm going to call on the next caller. It's going to be a 251-229. Who am I speaking with and where you calling from, please? You. Oh. Okay, 251-229. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Okay, well, I'll just pray for you, Father. We pray that 251-229 has a good rest tonight. Hallelujah. Wakes up in the morning feeling like a champ in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one. Okay. All right, I'm going to move on to this one. Okay. I have a 919-995. Who am I speaking with and where you're calling from, police?
This is Cheryl from North Carolina.
Hello, Cheryl from North Carolina. Uh-oh, can you hear me, Cheryl?
Hello?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay, there you go. I can hear you, Cheryl. Uh-oh. Okay, Cheryl?
Hello.
Okay, there you go. Okay, just want to make sure you're still with me. All right, thank you, Cheryl, for calling in. Hi, I'm gonna put you on mute, Cheryl, and then I'm gonna let you come back in after I pray for you. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for Cheryl. Hold on, just one moment. Yeah. Okay, I got you on me. There you go. Thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for Cheryl from North Carolina. Thank you for calling, Cheryl. Thank you for making your presence on the show tonight. Bless you, God. Thank you, Father. It's like I see you. You need to let it be known that Cheryl has arrived. You need to let it be known that you are in the place. It's like you get crowded out. You get, something comes about. Comes about maybe at church. Maybe you need to kind of, it may not be interesting. I'm just, for example, maybe church or work, you need to let it be known what you know. Let it be known that you are there. Let it be known that you are available. Let it be known. Make yourself known. And as you make yourself known, it's like some other things, some good attention is going to come to you. Going to manifest, is manifesting to some good attention. Make yourself be known. like if there's a meeting or something, you know, don't be, you know, don't be too afraid to hey, raise your hand. I have a question. If there's something that needs to be done at work or something, I'm here. Not saying that if you, I'm not talking about overtime or anything like that. I'm just saying, just making yourself known, not always in the background, doing things that are going to put you in the forefront. It's like you need to be put there, and some good attention is going to come to you, and that good attention is going to manifest into some good things happening to you. But sometimes you just have to make yourself known. Sometimes you just have to make yourself known. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, that quiet no more. Quiet no more. No more quiet. No more. No more quiet. No more of that. And you'll see it's gonna the attention that you bring to yourself is gonna bring good attention. So we thank you, God. Hallelujah. For the way of getting to the blessing is for her to just let herself be known. Let it be known. I'm here. I'm here. I'm her. I am here. Thank you, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you, God, for her, you know, kind of like pushing your way through the crowd. I'm here. I'm here. And then you stand out. And as a result, other people will pay attention. And there'll be a reason that they will pay attention. And good things will come your way as a result. Thank you for that, God. We thank you for good things happening in her life just because of that one simple act, stepping out, letting it be known that Cheryl is in the room. Cheryl is in the place. Cheryl has arrived. Cheryl is here. We thank you, God, for showing that to her. And as a result, she gets to experience your goodness, the goodness, the goodness, the goodness, the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Be it unto you, Cheryl, in Jesus' name. I'm going to mute you here and let you come on in. And if there's anything else, Cheryl, we can pray about it, okay? And you are unmuted, Cheryl.
Yes. I get that. I really do.
Oh?
Yeah. I get it. Yes, I would like prayer regarding for my husband. He's been dealing with some type of respiratory condition,
mm-hmm.
and it's been like off and on, like
mm-hmm.
year 2 years straight. They come and go, and also prayer for my daughter. She's been dealing with a sickness also. She says she's been feeling like really tired, and sometimes it hits me also with the tiredness. And yeah, just prayer for us.
Okay, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I sense you just pray for a blanket of just healing over the whole family. A blanket of healing, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Drop a blanket of healing up on that family in Jesus' name. I pray for that, God. I agree with her. This is what you want, God. You want the best. You want this for them. You want this for them. May they be under an umbrella of healing, God. I pray. And that the sickness, that the healing can never be reversed. In Jesus' name. God, we believe you for that. I agree with her for that. A umbrella of healing over that family. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. An umbrella of healing over the entire family. Be it unto them, God. Be it unto them. Be it unto them, be it unto them. What's the last name, Cheryl? Can I ask you? Chestnut. The chestnuts. Be it unto the chestnuts. In Jesus' name, the chestnuts, be it unto them. Healing to the chestnut family. May it permeate throughout the chestnut family that she can come back to the PGN family. And say, I'm here to say that my whole family is healthy We thank you for that, God. We bless you. And thank you, Cheryl, for calling in. Thank you for letting us pray for you. Healing be unto the Chestnut family. Healing be unto you all. Healing. Healing be unto you. Healing be unto you. Healing be unto you. Healing be unto you. That she can come back to this family and say, we're all good over here. The Chestnut family is all good. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Cheryl, for that. Thank you for letting us pray for you. Bless you. And go forth
thank
and believe
you.
God for that. Look for that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
I am.
Hallelujah.
Thank
all
you
right,
so much.
You are very welcome. Very welcome.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night, y'all.
Okay. You too.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Okay. I am going to have to end the show here, you all. I thank you all for calling in. I hope hopefully next time I'm able to do a show. And if anyone didn't get their call answered, I pray that I'm able to take your call the next time. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for letting me pray for you. And for those who didn't get to speak, or we didn't get to pray for you personally, directly, I pray the favor of God be upon you. I pray that your prayer is answered. I agree with you. I stand with you. Be it unto you the extreme goodness of God. May you experience his presence repeatedly in Jesus' name. And if I don't get to talk to you all before before next year, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Bless you. Have a good night.